Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Over the past several years, people would watch what was happening in Arizona and be like, damn, those people are crazy. Is it something about the water? No, the water's fine. We stole it from Colorado. There's nothing wrong with the water. There's something wrong with the people in public office in Arizona. And, you know, people say, oh, the Tea Party, please. Those people have been in charge for like 20 years in Arizona. They're called Republicans.
All right, so that is from 2011. Secret video footage has now come out about Kyrsten Sinema, who's running as a Democrat for the Arizona Senate. And in this audio, if you were able to make it out, it's a little bit tough. She is calling Republicans in Arizona, specifically people in office who are Republicans in Arizona, crazy.
Yeah.
And?
I mean, what is she supposed to say? They're nice people. I like Republicans. No, she's a Democrat. Of course she's going to call them crazy. And in her defense, we have had both sides of the aisle,
right,
some really odd ducks. Let's just put it that way.
Come on. Joe Arpaio, okay, for how many years made Arizona look stupid?
Hello.
To the rest of the country? I mean, even lately, on the right side of the aisle, we've had people like Representative Paul Mosley.
Serial speeder.
Yep.
Don Shooter.
Don Shooter, serial pervert. How about Kelly Townsend? She's wacky. She still wants to sue teachers for walking out of Red for Ed. What about Representative David Stringer, who's still running?
Well, what did he do?
Well, he said there are not enough white kids in Arizona schools.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to go to Paul Gosar? I could get my list out. This guy is a boob.
His own brothers and sisters put a campaign ad right out against him.
Oh, and I remember the time.
When your family hates you, you're probably nuts.
I remember the time where he said, Bashar al-Assad. Syria, not a terrible guy.
You know what?
Really?
Good guy.
Really?
Yeah. He donates to Goodwill.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So have we had our share of crazy politicians in the state of Arizona?
Yes.
Yes. Is Kyrsten Sinema right on when she is saying stuff like this? Yes, she is.
And
she,
would you expect right something different? No, she's a Democrat. And this was the beginning of the Tea Party movement. So she's got to put a dig in there, too. This is a non-story. And you know what? I'm sick and tired of us going, let's go back into the archives. Look, she didn't accuse anybody of being a pedophile. She didn't say anybody was a flat out drunk. She didn't throw out an accusation. OK, she really didn't. Are we going to go all the way back to somebody's childhood to figure out, oh, they called me a bad word in third grade? This has gotten ridiculous. So these gotcha videos or these gotcha moments, I don't care.
When we grew up, I remember in first grade, we learned a song about Arizona because Arizona is the state of the five C's.
Five C's. We've talked about that.
Taps.
So
we
cattle,
have?
Copper, citrus.
Why don't you listen up and learn something for once?
Oh, okay.
Cotton, climate.
Oh,
and those were the five things that our state historically made its money off of. But I would add a sixth C. It's called crazy.
All right, now there's a report that the Arizona Democrat has been caught saying in 2010, my state is the meth lab of democracy. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. It's clever. There may be a kernel of truth because we do have a meth problem in this state. But stop with the I am outrage that Kyrsten Sinema, or fill in the blank of the politician, has denigrated my state. Oh, get over it.
I think the real story here is, why is Bert from Sesame Street at a Sinema rally in 2011?
It's called crazy.
I guess he's a big Sinema supporter. I don't know. Where was Ernie?
I don't know. I mean, hey.
I don't know, Bert. Why are we here?
That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
That's actually pretty good. You've never pulled out an Ernie here on the show in 10 years. That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are we done with the Kyrsten Sinema 2011? There's some crazy Republicans in Arizona.
Is it going to lose through the election?
Of course
not.
No. You're listening to the Big Four. At 4, we start the 4 o'clock hour with 4 big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
Well, we have proof that the Arizona Democratic Party officially has given up on David Garcia and his run for governor.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How?
I would like to.
Is there evidence?
Well, I have proof.
Okay.
I have proof. The proof is, you know, I've been busy, you know, at the beginning part of this week, haven't.
I don't like where this is going. What's the proof?
I haven't been able to watch my shows, my new shows.
Oh, boy.
So I'm watching, like, you know, This Is Us from Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I was watching a Wednesday show on ABC.
Yeah.
And I'm
what does this have to do with David Garcia?
And I'm seeing ads out, not for David Garcia.
Okay. Kyrsten Sinema?
No, but for the Secretary of State.
Who?
The Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs.
Who?
And it is paid for by the Democratic Party. You are seeing the Democratic Party not run David Garcia ads,
okay.
But you are seeing them run for the Secretary of State.
So they are pulling the money from David Garcia's campaign and basically saying, we're going to back somebody with a shot, with a chance of winning, and that's the Secretary of State. And it's not uncommon. I mean, you can have, let's say Doug Ducey is reelected. You could have a Republican governor and a Democrat Secretary of State or Lieutenant Governor. Remember Janet Napolitano, Democrat, her Secretary of State was Jan Brewer, who ultimately took over as governor when Janet Napolitano left to serve Barack Obama's cabinet. So that can happen. But, man, what a shot across the bow to David Garcia when your own party pulls your funding and says, we're going to back the number two position. We ain't backing number one.
All right, we still got big story three and four to go. And big story three
could be
a former presidential candidate live with us on the phone.
Oh, Howard Dean?
No.
Oh.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Three.
Well, Big Story Three is kind of a surprise guest, Mac, live now on the show.
Yeah.
We are being joined right now on the phone by Republican Martha McSally, obviously running for Senate against Kyrsten Sinema. And she is accompanied by former presidential candidate and, of course, former governor Mitt Romney, who is in town. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hey, Mac and Gatos.
Hey, Mac and Gatos. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Governor. Nice to have you on the show. Representative McSally, what does Mitt Romney bring to your campaign as he's helping you get the word out about your campaign?
Well, I'm really honored that Mitt was willing to come here and campaign with us 25 days ago. People are voting right now. He has so many people who love him and respect him here in Arizona. We look forward to serving together in the Senate. And it's just great to have him as a wingman here in order to rally the get out to vote.
All right. Well, Governor Romney, why did you come to Arizona? What is it about Martha McSally that you would take the time to out of your campaign up in Utah to come down and visit us in the East Valley?
Well, we've campaigned before together some 4 years ago when she was running for Congress. And this is a person who I believe has the kind of principles that our country needs to have if we're going to have a secure border and if we're going to have a strong and growing economy. So, you know, we see eye to eye. And frankly, I want to work in a Senate where we have conservatives guiding policy as opposed to having liberals doing it.
Very interesting to have Martha McSally on the line with former Governor Mitt Romney. Both are running for Senate. Romney running in Utah, obviously McSally running here in Arizona. Governor Romney, I've always wanted to ask you this question. You know, when Donald Trump was running for president, you were very adamant about him being the wrong person. And it seems that since then, you've kind of, you know, gotten along with him a lot better. What changed your mind about President Trump?
Well, we've actually always gotten along. I've known the president well before the years of politics, and I've been pleased on a policy front over the last 2 years. He's done a lot of the things I would have done if I'd been lucky enough to be elected president, which is reforming our tax code, working very hard to deregulate where regulations were strangling small business. So I support those policies. And if I'm lucky enough to get elected, why, I'll do everything I can to support those things that I think are good for my state and for our country. Where I disagree, I'll point that out, too.
Martha McSally is on the line with us right now with former Governor Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate Mitt Romney. They're here in Arizona. How did the rally go? What was it like? And where were you?
It was fantastic. I mean, we had like over 600 people here. We're in the town of Gilbert. It's been pretty amazing. People are fired up. I mean, the energy was really positive. They now see that we're on the cusp of winning this race. We had some, you know, like we were aware of, stories pop in the last day about, you know, Kyrsten Sinema calling Arizona crazy when she was in Texas, and then equating Arizona to be in a meth lab, which is insulting to the people that she wants to represent. And then today, CNN broke another story saying she's okay with Americans joining the Taliban. This is out of the mainstream, as we've known, but it's great to see that some of this is the true colors are really coming out and people are paying attention to how extreme she is.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I don't know that there's a greater contrast between personal records and perspective on our country than is represented in this race. And Martha McSally is a patriot. She served our country in peace and in war. She served in the military. She's now been serving in Congress. A congressional watchdog group said she's one of the 10 most effective congresspeople in Washington. That's out of 435 congresspeople. So she's a person who makes things happen for our country. She's a real patriot. And that's why I think she'll be elected.
Governor Mitt Romney joins us, as well as Representative Martha McSally. We're starting to hear rumors that the president may come into town, Representative McSally. Any truth to that? Can you give us a time? Can you give us a date and maybe a possible place for the president to visit before the election?
Wait, you guys think I'm going to do breaking news on Mac and Gatos?
I do.
Well, we're working on it. Yes, he's going to come. I've been telling you guys that all along. So you'll find out about it as soon as it's publicly available.
What if we said please?
Yeah, really, with a cherry on top.
All right. Maybe we'll give you like a 1 minute warning before we put out the press release.
Interesting.
Okay. We'll take it.
I'll take that.
We'll take the 1 minute warning. Absolutely.
Governor Romney, would you have put Brett Kavanaugh through? We talked to Representative McSally last week on the show, and she said she would have voted yes for Kavanaugh. Governor Romney, how about you?
Yes, I feel that his record as a justice on the second highest court in the land over 12 years suggests that he will be a fine member of the highest court of the land. And I look at his record over the past 25, 35 years. It's been an exemplary record, and that's why I think he's an appropriate person to be on the Supreme Court.
All right. Governor Mitt Romney, also Representative Martha McSally, thank you so much. We certainly appreciate your time, and have a good time here in the East Valley, Governor Romney, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
good to be with
it.
You.
Thanks, guys. Well, that was a fun big story three.
That doesn't happen a lot often that we just get big newsmakers calling into the show, and, so that's great.
And I have a feeling, obviously, from, you know, if we're taking what Representative McSally said, there is a press release going out about Trump coming to Phoenix. So we're on
She'll
on
give
top
us a
that.
Minute, what, early warning,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories. So big story three was Governor Romney, Representative McSally.
They're in town. They were at a campaign event together.
Yeah.
And that is now over, and we'll give you more in Becky Lynn's newscast.
All right. Let's see what big story four is.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
We've got to talk about Hurricane Michael, because we talked to Pete Combs yesterday from ABC, and he was in the Panhandle area. And basically what he says is, guys, this story is going to get worse and worse and worse. It's slow to get out, but it's going to be brutal. And we found out that, you know, there are a lot of people in the Florida area that are missing, because the death, I think there's 17 dead now. The death toll is 17.
And that is not just Florida. That is other states, including all the way up in Virginia. People have died because of this storm.
Teams are searching for hundreds of people.
Yes.
And I'm just hoping, I'm praying that this isn't going to become a story where hundreds of people die.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that to be the case. I hope it isn't the case. But this was such a damaging storm. What was it, the third most powerful storm in American history?
To hit the mainland, yeah.
To hit the mainland.
Right.
It came in
2 miles per hour below a Cat 5.
And worse than Katrina at
right.
landfall.
Right.
It's hard to even understand that. It's hard to comprehend
And
that.
Remember, this was a tropical storm on Sunday. It got to a Category 2 on Tuesday, and within 24 hours, it had grown and intensified by 55%. And people, of course, are saying, well, this is the extent of global warming, this global warming supercharged hurricane, because the Gulf this week was 4 to 5 degrees warmer than normal. When you have warmer water, that gives it the fuel. That's what gives it the intensity. And then it hit landfall, and a lot of people said, I'm not leaving on a Cat 2. it was almost a Cat 5, and it looks like things were just sheared down to the ground.
It was a disaster area. And you're right. I think you explained it well. It sheared down to the ground. There was so much wood from
trees debris,
and boats, mm-hmm. homes.
Docks.
Yeah, yeah. So the cleanup and really the search for people is happening
yes.
right now in Florida from Hurricane Michael.
And the hurricane death toll again, 17 expected to rise.
You've been listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Ken, you never know what's going to happen with Mac and Gatos and the Big Four at Four. Thanks to Governor Romney and Representative McSally for popping on. And Big Story 3, a little bit unexpected. Becky Lynn's got the news next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, if you just missed the Big Four at Four, no worries. Text the word podcast to 411-923. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Play or iTunes. Basically, an interview that came out of nowhere. Governor Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. was in Arizona today with Martha McSally. He's running for Senate in Utah.
Correct.
Took time out to come out and talk to the people of the East Valley with Martha McSally.
He is trying to get on the Senate. She is trying to get on the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big name, ran for president. Martha McSally, I think, was giving us a story because it's the question everybody wants to know.
Right.
When is he coming?
When is Trump coming to Arizona and actually endorsing, campaigning, whatever you want to call it, for yeah. Martha McSally?
Here's what she told us.
You guys think I'm going to do breaking news on Mac and Gatos?
I do.
Well, we're working on it. Yes, he's going to come. I've been telling you guys that all along.
Because, Mac, you had asked her, can you tell us anything about Trump coming to town? And it seems that she is indicating he will.
You'll find out about it as soon as it's publicly available.
So he's coming. Listen,
sounds like it.
Governor Jan Brewer, former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, has told us this week Trump is coming. And we said, well, what else can you give us? And can you give us the no?
Yeah.
What if we said please? Right? I mean, we tried that with Brewer. What if we said please?
Yeah, really, with a cherry on top.
All right. Maybe we'll give you like a one-minute warning before we put out the press release.
Okay, so KTAR's news.
We'll take it.
Our news team here at KTAR has been on this story about when is Trump coming to town. They're working their stories right now as we speak in the newsroom. But when Martha McSally tells us, basically, there's some type of press release, Trump's coming, okay? I didn't know if he was going to come because when we had Representative McSally last week, I think it was last Friday, wasn't it? Or last, whenever.
It was last week.
Last week. I told her, I don't think you want him here.
And based on what? But explain
based on
why.
My opinion that if you're Martha McSally, you've got to get independence. And Trump turns off some independence.
Right. He's more for the
That's
base.
All.
But now you've got Kyrsten Sinema, who's raised, what, $7 million in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Maybe you need Trump to come out here to fire up the base, even if that's including independence, because Sinema could just roll out ads and, you know, just plaster television
yeah.
with ads until the election.
And if Donald Trump comes out here to campaign with Martha McSally, that will make her millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
And they will put it into television ads. So it makes sense. If Sinema is just lights out, getting money, gobs of it, and continuing to put out all these ads, well, McSally has got to put out just as many ads.
Or has to basically go all over Arizona with Donald Trump, Mitt Romney, George W. Bush, heavy hitters.
Right. That never hurts.
Right. So who knows? Who knows?
See, at one point, I got to tell you, at one point I thought maybe Trump coming to Arizona doesn't really help McSally. Maybe she doesn't want to be on the same stage as Trump. But it's only because he's so polarizing.
Yeah.
And with
the news of the Guatemalan refugees, the asylum seekers, the separating kids from their families.
Kavanaugh,
right.
I mean, everything. He's just very polarizing. But if Martha McSally feels the base needs to be stirred,
mm-hmm.
the base needs, then you need Trump. And, I mean, really, who's going to come out and do a better rah-rah job than Trump.
And Trump has visited key states. He was in Pennsylvania. He was in West Virginia, I think. He's basically going to these states with tight races. That's Arizona. If you look at the polls, that's Arizona right now with Sinema versus McSally. Mm. He should come to Arizona if he wants a chance for McSally to win.
Well, and he
but
wants
we
that,
haven't heard yet.
How desperately does he want McSally to win this race?
Well, the
desperately.
I was reading something today that there's a thought that the Republicans could lose the House.
Yes.
And they will win the Senate narrowly. Mm-hmm. You don't want to look back and say, woulda, shoulda, coulda. We should have gone to Arizona. We should have done more in Arizona because we lost Arizona to a Democrat.
There could have been a method behind this madness to wait and come to Arizona. What if he had come last month like we had heard?
Early September.
Well, okay, you would have made McSally money. She could have run ads. All right, that's all well and fine.
Right.
But you know, maybe with the latest poll that has come out this week of McSally +6 over Sinema, maybe the president says, hey, she's got a real shot to win. I got to get out there, and I'm gonna rah-rah this place. I'm going to get the base stirred up. I'm going to get people to go out and vote for her. And maybe the president also feels that that the Kavanaugh situation has actually helped.
Okay.
I don't know at the end of when the election happens, the midterms
November,
happen,
right.
And we look at it the day after, we'll find out, did Kavanaugh stir up Democrats or Republicans more? And I got to tell you, I have no idea. I just don't know which party is going to take advantage of that situation more. I don't know.
Well, the races are too tight right now.
Right.
Except for the gubernatorial race.
In Arizona, correct.
But so far, Phoenix Convention Center, the fair is here, Mesa Gateway. They're all saying they have not heard anything and have not scheduled a trip by the president in their venues. So we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. But as Representative McSally told us moments ago.
You guys think I'm going to do breaking news on Mac and Gatos?
I do.
Well, we're working on it. Yes, he's going to come. I've been telling you guys that all along.
And she says there's a press release for the president to come to Phoenix.
I don't think you put that out if you don't have
I think she knows.
Of indication.
Yeah, no, I think that she knows. So Trump coming to Phoenix, will it help McSally? Probably with TV ads and money, yes. So we'll keep following the story. We're on it. When is the president coming out?
Oh,
don't know yet.
Absolutely. We'll let you know when we find out.
All right. Coming up next, we've got Detour Dan with some traffic, and we've got Becky Lynn, with just a ton of news today. Stick around.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, so the big story is earlier Martha McSally was on the air with us. We were interviewing her and former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. They were in town for a fundraiser, a big vote for Martha McSally rally. Mm-hmm. And we said, is Donald Trump coming? And she said, what are you expecting me to do, breaking news on Mac and Gatos? And of course, we said yes. And she said, well, when I know something, I'll give you a minute heads up.
Well,
sounds like he's probably coming.
Well, I think she confirmed Trump is coming.
So,
okay, because that's what what she said.
Okay,
she said she told us so that he would be coming. So I think she did say Trump is coming to Phoenix.
Okay, so what that means, what that puts in motion is, when does Trump come? Does this mean Barack Obama comes for Kyrsten Sinema?
Great question.
The one thing we do know is that if Trump comes for McSally, McSally will probably greet him at the tarmac. Will Doug Ducey?
Yes.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know whether Doug Ducey will be seen on stage with Trump.
That's different.
He may meet him
at
the airport.
Two different things. So let me just...
Oh, okay. I guess my point is that Martha McSally will run to the airport to greet him, to bring him into town and say, hey, Donald Trump's here. I don't know if Ducey would be that
when we
excited.
Had Governor Doug Ducey on, was it this Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He told us... He has been to the airport to greet Barack Obama.
Correct.
He has been to the airport to greet Donald Trump. Nothing will change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of...
Will he
show up at a rally? I would say probably not. That would be my guess.
That would be Doug Ducey.
Be Doug Ducey saying, I can probably stay away from that.
Okay.
But to be very honest with you, it really doesn't matter what Doug Ducey does anymore because the race is over.
Right. And that's where I was going. It looks like the Democratic Party of Arizona knows the race is over because you said you saw something, yesterday or the day before, that kind of sort of proved our point The Democrats have said, we're not backing this candidate. We're pulling our money and putting it behind this candidate.
The Democratic Party is now running commercials in Arizona for the Democrat who's running for Secretary of State.
The number two position.
Behind Doug Ducey.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not running anything for David Garcia. Listen, we said it earlier this week. This race is over. David Garcia's run a terrible campaign. I think he's a very nice guy. He's a bright guy. He's a terrible candidate. He doesn't he's not a – you know, the other thing is he doesn't know – he knows so much about education because he's been in that for his life, entire life, but he has no plan for it. So he's just not – I'm sorry. He's just not good enough to be the governor. The other part is, you know, we were supposed to have him on Wednesday. Both gubernatorial candidates were scheduled and booked this week on the show. Ducey went on Monday. Garcia was supposed to go Wednesday. Garcia thought it was a better opportunity for him to go to a coffee shop where 30 people who were smiling at him versus thousands of people listening to our show and answering tough questions. And he decided to go the easy route, which was to a coffee shop, which tells me he gave up. And he doesn't want to sit down and get a tough interview, a fair, tough interview, like we give everybody a fair, tough interview. So it tells me that that not only is he given up, but the Democrats gave up on him, too.
Because now they're doing commercials for the second in line, and you
right.
saw that commercial.
I was watching This Is Us, Mac. It's a great show.
All right.
It's fantastic. You should watch it. It's awesome.
What about the commercial?
Oh, and the commercial.
Ad. Oh, there a nuclear bomb exploding
no.
in the valley and
no.
saying if you vote for the second in command, they were going to blow
no,
up?
No, but it was. But my wife and I were watching, and she goes, who's this? And I said, and I clicked the pause button, and it said, ad paid for by the Democratic Party.
Right.
And I said, the reason that the Democratic Party is now buying ads for the Secretary of State, the Democrat who's running, is because they gave up on Garcia. So, I mean, gosh, if you're Garcia, you just got to be embarrassed. You got to be embarrassed. Nothing worked
it
out
It didn't
for this
go
guy.
Well.
No.
It did not go
no,
well.
No, it did not go well at all. Usually there's, I mean, I'm not even talking to, it's a total blowout, and that's how it's going to end up.
Wait. Is it going to be a landslide? I don't know.
I believe so.
He's only ahead 12 to 16 points. It's not like 80 points. I mean, it's not like it's
how many weeks do we have?
It's not Reagan Mondale here.
How many weeks do we have until the election?
Three and a half.
Okay. You've got Garcia, who's not even running anymore, basically, and Ducey, who's still hitting the campaign trail. It's only going to get worse, I think. I mean, if you're a Democrat out there, aren't you ticked off? I think you should be.
Well, you should be ticked off because your guy has either given up or been told to sit down by the Democratic Party of Arizona. I would be ticked off at that,
So
yes.
his poll numbers are not going to go up. They're only going to get worse.
I don't know. If you're a Democrat, how do you vote for Ducey? If you're an independent, I could see the, okay, I have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
If you're a Democrat, I don't know how you cross the aisle and vote for Ducey. I just don't know how that happens. So I still think there's going to be a number of people who vote for Garcia because they're Democrats. They don't want to give in or give up or say, yeah, I guess you're the better candidate. I don't know.
Plus 20 Ducey, I think. And that's just too bad. I like choices. I got to tell you, I like my choices for Senate. I like that they're two good candidates for Senate. I really like that. I think McSally would make a fantastic senator. I also think Sinema would make a fantastic senator. These are two people who are highly qualified. You just got to figure out which one you like.
Right.
But I think they'll both represent Arizona well. I think if David Garcia won the election, we'd be in big trouble. He doesn't have a plan for education. He doesn't want anything on the southern border. I mean, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. All right, coming up next. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, shit. 5 o'clock ATAR news expansion.
Don't laugh at me, Becky Lynn.
15 minutes
it's
of commercial-free, nonstop news traffic, and we'll have weather.